Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of the secret to growth and scaling. But now let's take a different path. It's not risk-free, it's not guaranteed, but when you do it correctly, it produces one winner after another. Today, we're going to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. We don't place virtual assistants. We find high performers and put them into high-performing environments that we build and run for you. And we stay on top of them every single day so that they have no choice but to produce consistent results. This way, you can expand production, save time, lower stress, and get back to leading instead of micromanaging. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to VAIQ.net. Today's guest is Lewis O'Connor. He is the founder of Strategic Metals Invest, who created the first global marketplace for private investors to own rare earths. Traditionally only available to manufacturers, you can now purchase, professionally store, and profit from owning rare earth metals. Lou, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Okay, Josh, thank you very much. I like what you said at the beginning. There's knowledge and then there's experience, and knowledge actually won't get you anywhere. Experience or working with people with experience will. So what we do one thing that nobody else is doing, but I need to tell you first what our core business is so you can understand what enables us to do this one thing. So our core business, we're based in Europe. We have an office of 45, 50 people, and we have the largest inventory in a vault in Frankfurt of technology metals and rare earths. And our core business is we buy and sell these metals. We turn over $250 to $300 million a year. So we're a tier one supplier to Japanese electronic manufacturers, German automakers, US automakers. So we're a big player there, but that's not what I'm here to talk about today. The one unique thing we do is we have a side business where we invite private investors to participate in the industry with us. And if we didn't have the core business, we'd have no right or no business doing that because, these metals can end up in the engine of an F-35 jet fighter jet or a Boeing or smartphone. So it's a very, very, very specific sort of thorough business. The chain of custody is very, very important. And because we're an industry supplier, we guarantee to our private investors this sort of forward-thinking business model, which is we guarantee you're going to get industrial grade gallium. I'll use that as an example. We offer professional storage. And then when you're ready to sell, you can sell to one of our 4,000 clients. We have a logistics and distribution platform in Frankfurt. We have over 4,000 clients in 74 different countries that buy metals. And that's how our private investors exit. And there's no other industry supplier in the world doing that right now today. We are the only one. So that's our unique point.
So in a way, just like you can buy precious metals like gold and silver, and you can immediately sell them because there's an infinite market for something like that. It's kind of a similar situation. I can buy these metals and I can sell them immediately at any time based on going market rates.
Exactly. I mean, I'm going to say yes and no. Yes, you've actually nailed it. It's the exact same paradigm as buying gold or silver. You buy gold and silver. Now, the other thing, though, is with gold and silver, they're extremely liquid. These raw materials are extremely liquid, but only if they're in the right hands, in the right custody, if you will. So, for example, we offer industrial grade gallium. We know what BMW needs. We know what Ford needs. It's not wise to go it alone in this industry. One of your audience members might listen and say, "Hey, that's a great idea." And he could find a broker in China or somewhere that is willing to sell him gallium and ship it to him in America. Now, unless you're a hobbyist, that's not a good idea. because nobody will buy that Galleon from you because it's not in the chain of custody. And also, BMW don't buy small amounts. They only deal in metric tons, right? So you're absolutely right in what you said, but I will add a warning and a sort of a cautionary label at the end of it, which is if you're a hobbyist and you find something on eBay, God bless you. But if you want to profit from owning this metal, only deal with a source that's globally recognized, that has a storage facility, and that has an exit plan in place.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so the liquidity of it is determined by who has this. Like, I don't know that I would trust your gallium that's been sitting in your garage for the last 6 months. But if it's been in a controlled facility by somebody who knows how to handle the metal and understands the standards, then I'm good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. That's exactly it. For example, let's say you bought gallium from us. It remains
Well,
in its original.
and not being a metals guy, what is gallium and what do you even use it for?
Okay, so gallium actually, ooh, wow, has over 3,000 applications, dual use as well, many, many military applications. These metals like gallium, germanium, hafnium, would you believe as well, they don't occur naturally in the Earth's crust. So they're the at one point they were waste because we'd no use for them, but now they're in smart gallium's in a smartphone, for example. In every single smartphone, there's 12 or 13 of these metals. Indium, right? You've probably touched indium numerous, maybe hundreds of times today. Because you can only swipe your screen because of indium. There's 13 or 12 or 13 semiconductors in every smartphone. Neodymium, which is in the little magnet in your smartphone, is also in magnets in electric cars and wind turbines. They're basically the backbone of manufacturing in the 21st century, except they're produced in very, very small volumes, because they're a byproduct of another raw material. I'll give you some examples of that later if you want, but just to be more specific to your question, like if you bought gallium from us, it would remain in its original packaging from the producer with a seal on it, even though you own it and it's in our facility, because we couldn't sell that to Apple or Siemens or unless it stays in that original packaging. So the chain of custody is very, very important. And you're helping us build an inventory. And you can profit from owning it.
Makes sense. And so who is the best fit to get involved in something like this, and what would be a minimum investment to start participating?
Okay, minimum investment is $10,000, and you can buy one metal or, you know, on the industry side of the business, Josh, we sell about 45, 50 metals to manufacturers. And all of those are listed on the US Geological Survey as critical to America's economic prosperity and military capabilities. Now, we don't offer all 45 of those metals to private investors because some, despite the name, are not all that rare. So we only offer about 20%. There's only about 8 or 10 metals that are we deem relevant to private investors. And they have four characteristics. They're the most in demand, they're the least produced, they have the most applications. And there's a sort of a supply concentration risk. There might be only one mine, or China, for example, produces 98% of the world's gallium. It's producing more than 90% of the world's rare earths at the moment. US, Europe, we're completely dependent on China at this moment in time for these raw materials. And it's been a lot of people will recognize what I'm talking about. It's been in the news all this year. President Trump, just less than a month ago, negotiated with China. China had suspended the export of gallium and germanium, were two of them, to America. Ford Motor Company had one production line shut down. The CEO of Ford Motor Company said, if we don't have rare earths in 3 or 4 months, we're going to have more production lines shut down. So that's why it can be profitable. You get these sort of scarcity-driven price increases when there's a geopolitical escalation, or if there's just a surge in demand or a new technology on the market.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. And so the goal as an investor would be, I want to invest in these metals that meet your specific kind of investable criteria, and the goal would be I'm going to buy them at this price and then I sell them at a higher price because the demand has
Correct.
gone up, the situation has changed, et cetera.
Correct. And you've nailed it actually. And I just want to add one little thing, which is our core business is we're a supplier of metals, and that's really what we want to focus on. The private investment side is what you guys in America might call our side hustle, but it's a bit more than a side hustle, to be honest, now that it's, 50, 100 million a year. But you're helping us. In Germany, it's a German company, by the way. I'm Irish. I live in Ireland. I'm in the Americas at the moment, but I'm usually, between Ireland and America or Germany. In Germany, there's a phrase called Macht gut Geschäft, and it basically means making good business together. And the investor is making good business with us because you're allowing us build an inventory, and you have an inventory that we will need. I'll just give you one very good example, right? Since April the 4th, China suspended the export of dysprosium and terbium to the US. They're in this dispute. Basically, what it is, America is not allowing the best computer chip technology get to China. China has the raw materials for that technology. So they're saying, well, if you don't let us give us access to the technology, we won't give you access to the raw material. So that's why, China's in a strong position and so is the US. But what happens is from time to time, and it's happening at this present moment, is China said, we're not exporting any. So if you had bought dysprosium from us earlier, before April this year, you're now up 122% on dysprosium. And actually, we're offering to buy it back from you at a premium price. Now, that doesn't happen all the time, but it happens every 2 to 3 to 5 years. And that's why our investment strategy is we don't want day traders. This is not crypto. We tell people, please don't buy these metals unless you're willing to hold them for a minimum of 3 years, 5 years, even better. And if you do the math, you'll see none of our private investors have lost money if they've held them for that minimum of 5 years, or sorry, minimum of 3 years.
Where can we go to learn more about this and get involved?
Okay, so our website is strategicmetalsinvest.com. And my personal email is Louis, Louis, at strategicmetalsinvest. And if they email me and mention Josh Thomas, I'll take very, very good. Like we open up our due diligence file to qualified people. We want people to get educated first, and take their time and get informed and then make an informed decision. But yeah, they can start there.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Louis O'Connor, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to leverage rare earth metals. For those of you who want to connect with him directly and learn more, you can go to strategicmetalsinvest.com. And once again, if you are looking to expand your capacity as a business owner, we'll place a high-performing VA in your business and manage them for you so that you can grow faster with less stress. You can go to VAIQ. .net to learn more. Until next time, remember this: if you want the win, you got to push your chips in. Time to leverage everything.